I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. How about y'all? Great to be up and back to see you again. We're really so glad to be here and always look forward to this every year. We appreciate you always having us back. You're just great.
We're hoping about a half an hour now.
Played at Folsom the other night and people was trying to get out. No, not from the show, but from the prison. We had a good time and played at Berkeley last night at the Freight and Salvage. That's a great place to play. Man. Up close and personal. Yeah. Kind of get close to folks there. That's kind of nice. Well, if you know anything about me, my past, my upbringing, I kind of grew up in the Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, and Stanley Brother school. And good school to go to. I got to play with Mr. Monroe when I was 6. Could be on Flatten Scruggs television show when I was 7 with that Vacation Bible School haircut, son. I'm telling you, I was set and ready to go. And my string tie, my Flatten Scruggs string tie, I kind of had a Foggy Mountain Boys look. I mean, it was really short hair. Dad let me keep just about that much in the front. I could put a little butch wax on and just kind of, so I could put a comb in it. Had to comb it a little like Dad's hair. Dad had this great hair, but he just kind of roached it back, he called it. So anyway, then I met the Stanley Brothers, got to play with Ralph and Carter when I was about 8 or 9 years old. Played 4 or 5 shows with them. And so, man, I was smitten before I was 10. I mean, this music had already done me in. I was in it to win it. So, intentional bluegrass, it was me. So, had some great teachers. I'm so thankful that Ralph is still alive and with us. I understand he was here. Was it last night? Oh, wish we could have been here. I'm just so thankful every time I get to hug that old sweet neck of his and kiss his jaw. I love him. He's just the best. And got to see Curly Seckler here about a month ago. Me and Rye Cooter and Sharon and Mr. Buck and Cheryl went over to the retirement facility that he's at in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and did a little show for him. Him and all of his friends there. And, we tore up the little retirement center. They've never been the same. So. Mr. Buck got on the piano, and it was the worst tuned piano I've ever heard in my life. It was just so bad. Buck said, well, I tried to find some keys that was in tune, but there wasn't none of them in tune. So I just played it hard because it was so out of tune. But every solo, the wheelchairs would get to doing this. And so they loved Mr. Buck. Anyway, so we got to see Sec, and you know, him and Ralph, and of course, Mac Wiseman, they're just kind of like the last of that generation, and my heart's sad, but you know, when I hear all these great bluegrass bands like I've heard today, and see a lot of the young kids that's really, you know, taking their place in the business and in the music, you know, stepping up to the plate, it makes me happy, makes me proud, and so, I'm glad that the music is alive and well. But we like to do stuff from last century. Is that a problem? Anybody have a problem with that? Okay. Well, I'm kind of a last century kind of feller. I'll be 61 in July, so I'm definitely last century, all right? So anyway, we're going to do a couple of Bill Monroe songs. You know, Bill hired... had a great lead singer in Lester Flatt. He hired Lester first, and then String Bean, the banjo player, was going to leave and go do comedy full time, and Lester said, let's just don't get a banjo then, okay? And so, anyway, they heard a young fella, 21 years old, Earl Scruggs, and he blew everybody's mind. And so they hired him, you know, and wanted him to go out. And so anyway, the first, the really first birthings of this music was in those five guys: Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Chubby Wise on the fiddle, and Howard Watts on the bass. And they were rocking. Oh my goodness, they were so rocking. And they had a groove and a new vocabulary of music that no one had heard before. So we're going to do you some of those songs, all right?